Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Tes Omud Beis. And we're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're going into the final section of Mishnah Berurah. Now we're going to deal with the halachos of the Arba Parshios, but this really leads us into, in 2 days, Hilchos Megillah and the halachos of Purim. So we begin Tof Resh Pei Hei, Simon Tof Resh Pei Hei on Daf Kuf Mem Tes Omud Aleph. The Mechaber begins Sif Aleph. Rosh Chodesh Ador, Hasomach Lenison, Shecholios Bishabbos. We start off talking about the potential calendar, the way it could come out, and we start off talking about where Rosh Chodesh Adar, and here we're talking about the Adar that's next to Nisan. So in a year like this year, where there's another Aleph and another Beis, it would be talking about other Beis. But in a regular year, you have one Adar, and it's talking about the Adar that is right next to Nisan in a leap year. So in a regular year or in other Beis in a leap year, so if Rosh Chodesh of Adar in a regular year or other Beis in a leap year is on a Shabbos, so then the following series of Shabbos and will come out for the Dalet Parshos, the famous four Parshos of Shkolim, Zohar, Parah, and Chodesh. So, the first one, if it comes out, actually, if Rosh Chodesh Adar is on Shabbos, so then Korin Parsha Shkolim on that Shabbos, on Rosh Chodesh Adar. And that Parsha Shkolim that you read, in addition to the regular Parsha, is from Parshas Kisisa. She Kisisa, Ad V'yosisa, Kior Nechoshes, which you find in the Chumash. This would be the Aliyah on a Monday or a Thursday that runs for the Kohen Aliyah and the Levi Aliyah. That is Parsha Shkolim. And then your Maftir, the Haftorah, again, we always say the Maftir when they're referring to over here in Shulchan Aruch, means the Haftorah, is Vayichros Yehoyada, which deals also with Shkolim. Now, on this Shabbos, Motzim Shlosha Svarim, because it's Rosh Chodesh, it's Parsha Shkolim, in addition to the regular laning that you do, and Ba'achas, in the first one, Kori Parsha Shavua, you read the regular Parsha Shavua, and the second one, B'Sheni, you read Shal Rosh Chodesh, because you have Tadu, B'Sheni, Tadu, Tadu, Kodem, and in the third one, B'Shlishi, Kori Maftir, B'Parsha Shkolim, you read the special Maftir for Parsha Shkolim. Now, that's a big bite. Well, let's look inside in the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Aleph. Avorit B'Kitzer, in your Arba Parshios, we'll start off with a little introduction to the Dalet Parshios, and that is as follows. Behu, Chazal tiknu likros Arba Parshios b'shanu. Chazal set up to read the special four Parshios, which we just said, Shkolim, Zohar, Parin, Chodesh, May Rosh Chodesh Adar, starting from Rosh Chodesh Adar, Ad Rosh Chodesh Nisan, until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And the reason for these four Parshios is as follows, Zichron Arba Dvarim, to remind us of four things. What are those four things? Vem Elu, they are as follows. Harishoni Parshios Shkolim, first one is Parshios Shkolim, which is for the purpose of remembering Lezichron Mitzvahs Maxis HaShekel, that everybody in Klai Yisrael has to go bring a Maxis HaShekel to go pay for all the communal sacrifices, the Korbanos Tiber for that year. She is Bar B'Samach, as we'll explain shortly in this simon, and he tells us that she is Bar B'Samach, Shiyum Chuyav, Litian Lelishka, Le Korban HaTomim Choshana. They had to go put in communal funds to pay for the daily Korban Tomim of the morning and of the afternoon, and other Korbanos Tiber from this funds. It has to come from all Klai Yisrael, and everybody had to contribute equally. You couldn't have a rich Gevir donate all of it. The second special Shabbos is the second parish is Ashniyah, he parish is Zohar. Liskor Maisim Amalek, to remind us of what Amalek did. Bekoronos HaBishabbos Shalei Purim. This is always done on the Shabbos before Purim. And this is done, L'samchul Maisim Haman, Shoyim Yizar Amalek, to connect it to Purim, which, of course, was the sad story of Haman trying to kill the Jewish people. And Haman came from Amalek, so therefore, that's why we read parish Zohar right before Purim. And then, Ukidei L'haktim, Zechiris Mechias Amalek, L'asiyase, and we read it beforehand to have the removal of Amalek, the reminder that we have to wipe out Amalek prior to the actual doing of that on Purim. Udeh Chasiv, as the Megillah tells us, Vayumim Ma'ela Niskarim Dinasim. First you remember, and then you do. So therefore, we read Parashat Zohar before the actual Maisa of Purim. The third Parashat, Ashlishis, he Parashat Paraduma, that deals with the Paraduma, which of course we all know is brought to the Metame people from Tumas Meis. Vibishabbos Shekolim Parshas Chodesh. That's the Shabbos that's always right before Parshas Chodesh. And why is it there? Shekein Hoya Sreifasa B'Midbar Samach L'Nisan, because they would go and make the Par Aduma when they made it right before Nisan, so everybody could become tar to bring the Korban Pesach. K'dei L'Hazaz Bo Yisrael B'Efer Achatus Miyat Achar Komas Mishkan. As the Mishkan was put up on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the people had to become tar in order to bring the Korban Pesach on Yudalit, and therefore the Paradum is mentioned at this time, so they could go bring the Korban Pesach b'tahara, and that's why this is brought down now. And we read it now, even though we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, because to remind us and to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring the Beis HaMikdash again so we can have the Paraduma waters put upon us. And the fourth and final parasha reveals parashas of Chodesh. The Shabbos is Somach Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's obviously in the Shabbos that's right next to the Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And Kedei L'Kadish Chodesh Nisan to inaugurate, to be mekadesh, to sanctify Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the month of Nisan, d'chsib b'Torah, ha-chodesh hazeh lochem Rosh Chodesh, because Nisan is always the first month of the year. That is the month that we have to sanctify as the head of all the other months. Havu ein zeh ikra kiddush, but that's not, of course, the real kiddush, because that was done when they had the Edom come and based on sanctifying it based upon the Edus ha-chodesh. Ki ikra kiddush will be es riyas ha-levanim. When the Edom came and saw the levanim, they came to the base of Mikdash, and the Sanhedrin, the leaders of Klai Yisrael, accepted their testimony and declared that Rosh Chodesh should be on such and such a day. It has to be done in the basin. Then a kriya is also element of the run. And this reading of the Parshas Chodesh is a nice, beautiful reminder that the rabbi set up. It isn't the real Mekadesh es Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The issue number one adds an interesting point. It says, what about Shtai Mikra V'Yechot Tagim? Do you have to go and read these parashios as well as part of Shtai Mikra V'Yechot Tagim? So it brings out from the Nishabura, no, you don't have to do this because you've already read these parashios in their regular set places, and therefore you don't have to read them again now. And Rav Moshe finds this, that's how the Igros Moshe says it's partial that this then applies to the Abba parashios, just as the Mishnah Berurah had really said this was for the Yomim Tovim, when you read the special Yomim Tovim. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, brings this down for the Arba Parshus as well. And for those that have the custom of reading the Haftorah every week as part of Shtayim Mikra V'Yechot Tagim, so you would read these Arba Parshus as well for the Haftorah, because that wasn't something that was read previously. The Mishkan in Dershavut number 2 reminds us was put up in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Says Vahi b'Chodesh Arishon b'Shana Hashenis, in the second year, on the first day of the month, b'Yechad the Chodesh, on the first day of the first month, that's when the Mishkan was put up. And Dershavut number 3 brings down that the reason why we read the Parah Aduma nowadays is to remind us of the Parah Aduma. But in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, so Rashi brings down from the Gemara Megillah, Shiyu Korin Oso Kidei LaHazir Yisrael LiTar Kidei Shiyasu Espeschein B'Tar. That was to really remind them, if you are Tameh, go become Tar, so you can bring your Korin Pesach B'Tar. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Beis, where he writes that we read Parsha Shkolim on that Rosh Chodesh Shabbos of Adar. The Yom HaKor, because the pasuk says Zos Olas Chodesh B'Chashol L'Chashay HaShanah. The famous pasuk that we read in Parsha Pinchas that we read on Rosh Chodesh tells us that the financial funds for all the korbanos has to come for that year in that year. Why do we have the extra word L'Chodesh HaShanah? B'Hai L'Chodesh Yisrehu. It's extra Elo Amar Torah. This is to teach us the famous drasha in the Gemara. She'esol Chodesh Atotzurich L'Chacho Be'avos Olos Tamidim Musafim Mitrumo Chadasha V'Zeo Nisan. That this is the start of the fiscal year in the Beis Hamikdash, and all the korbanos seber have to be brought from funds in for that year and not from the previous year. The Gemara tells us B'Gzei Rishava She'Chodesh Zehu Chodesh Nisan. We learn this out through B'Gzei Rishava of Chodesh that this is in fact Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Kiv and the Benisan, boy, Le'akruv and Mitrum Chadash, and since from Nisan that starts the fiscal year in the Beis Hamikdash, all the new Korbanos, the Korbanos Sibra have to be brought from funds that are brought in from Nisan and onwards, Lekach Makdiminan, therefore we have to go and collect them earlier, Umashmin Alashkolim Biador, and we announce to people, go bring your new fiscal funds starting from Adar, so they'll hopefully have a certain amount collected from Klai Yisrael by Rosh Chodesh Nisan to purchase the new Korbanos for that year. And therefore, we announce it in the Adar HaSamachlo, the Adar that's right next to Nisan. So in a regular year, there's only one Adar, but in a leap year, it would be the month of Adar Beis. She'aviyu shekleim b'Rosh Chodesh Nisan. She's bringing their shkolim at least before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so there will be funds to purchase the new korbanos for the new fiscal year. The issue foot number 4 brings down, u'bishavish according to Parsha Shkolim. So it was the opinion of Nassim Adler Zatzal, who was the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer, that if they took out only one Sefer Torah, so then he, and this was also the opinion of Rishmul Salant Zatzal, that they would only bring out one Sefer Torah and they would roll it, because it's obviously right around the parshas of that week, which would be Mishpatim, or it could be Tetzaveh, so it's right around there, Kisisa, and therefore they would only take out one Sefer Torah and not have a long distance to roll. It's not a Tircha. On the other hand, Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, brings down that no, you should take out two Sefer Torah, even if it's easy to do so, still take out two Sefer Torah. The issue with Nefai says that we start announcing 30 days beforehand. He brings out from the Teferis Yisrael, this is the grace period that you're given. If you owe somebody money, the basin will give you 30 days to pay it up. So to over here, 30 days to go and pay your taxes, so to say, for the new fiscal year for the korbanos. Mishnah Berurah continues and says that we go and today, because Nebuch, we don't have a basin means, we can't bring these korbanos. So we yotzei this idea by saying it at least, even if we can't do it. Then he brings down that there were certain yotzers, there were certain yotzers, additional tefillos piyutim that would say yesh l'shachas v'gal musaf b'parshas shkolim b'parshas chodesh, that they would add, and again many shuls still add them today, many shuls do not. Each shul should follow its custom, and some add them by shachas and by musaf on shkolim and parshas chodesh. However, b'parshas zoch and parshas para they didn't set them up lo tiknu b'musaf. That's what the Prima Gaon brings down. If they by accident didn't read the regular parsha of the day, then there is no special tashlumim for the next week. He brings down from the Shari Ephraim. And Dirshu number 6 brings down. And if you haven't read the Arba Parshos that day by Shachris, so there is an opinion that you can still read it by Mincha or even till the end of the day, Ayin and Dirshu number 6. Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, "Im shachachu atzibah likros pasha shkolim." If the tzibah, for whatever the reason, forgot to say pasha shkolim, or v'uadin b'shar shloshet parshos, or the other three parshos, so it depends. Im kvar omar haftorah shall say the rashavua bevirchosea v'nisku. If they already finished the haftorah and only then did they remember, tzrichel lachzar, they have to go back ulhotzi sefer Torah, bring out another sefer Torah likros a parsha bebrachel ufanel echra, and read it with a bracha before and afterwards. And then v'omar achakach kaddish, then you say the kaddish v'yafter below brachel ufanel echra, and then you read the special haftorah without a bracha before and afterwards, because you already made a bracha on the Haftorah. If they only realize this after they took out the scroll that they used for the Haftorah and they made the first bracha, so then yigmar a bracha, so then you finish off that bracha, they started to say it, and then v'yomar k'tzas psukim yaftorah shavua, and you read from the regular Haftorah shavua because they already made a bracha, k'deish yitia bracha l'mokim lochu, so the bracha can take effect on something, or below bracha re, but they don't make a bracha after it, and then v'yotziu sefer Torah v'yikra ola echad mini yoshayom, then you bring out the second sefer Torah and read the maftir that you're supposed to have read, shkolim or par or whatever, v'yacha bracha achrona, after you finish that bracha achrona, yomar kaddish, make a chatzi kaddish, v'yikra haftorah below bracha l'fanel, then you take the proper Haftorah out, and you don't make a bracha beforehand because you already made a bracha before the Haftorah. However, but when you finish that Haftorah, the right Haftorah, Shkol and Parah, Chodesh, whatever it was, then you go make the brachas afterwards. If you only remembered after you made the bracha achron on the Torah, so then you'll see a Sefer Torah acheres, then they have to bring out a second Sefer Torah. Then you put the second new Sefer Torah next to the first Sefer Torah, Sedechati Kaddish, and then you read. The second Sefer Torah, another person reads it, and you make the brachas before and after it. If by accident you read all of this in Adar Rishon, you didn't realize it was in Adar Beis, as the Shari Tzion says, they thought it was a regular Adar, and didn't realize it was Adar Aleph. And afterwards they realized that it was an Adar Muberes, so there's going to be an Adar Beis, and they already read it in Adar Aleph. Then they have to go and read it, and the Megillah as well, in Adar Sheni. In regards to the Dalai Parshos, that they wouldn't have to go and read again. So it's only the Megillah that they have to go and read again. However, the Ramah in his Darki Moshe, Abu Darki Moshe, and also the El Yeraba, because with the Tzarech Lazar, you also have to read the Dalai Parshos again as well. And Dirshufu number 8 brings down, this is the Psak in Simon Top Reish Peiches as well. Shetzarech Lazar, Velikros, the Parshos, but Adar Sheni. You wouldn't have to read the Parshos again in Adar Sheni. Dishabu number 7 brings out from Nissan Karlitz that if they made a mistake and only took out one Sefer Torah and they remembered they should have brought out two, but they haven't started the Kriyas HaTorah yet, so Nissan Karlitz says, go bring out a second Sefer Torah, no problem. However, if they already opened the first Sefer Torah to read, finish reading from the first Sefer Torah, and only subsequently go get the second Sefer Torah. Mishnah Berurah Simchat Gimel says the Haftorah is from Vayichros Yehoyada, Kishom Nizkar Nidovos the Bedek HaBayis, because there they talk about presents to the Bedek HaBayis, like Shkolim. Now, we could have had the Haftorah from Rosh Chodesh, because we had Rosh Chodesh and Shkolim, so you could argue that that's Tadira. However, we already explained many times, Mishum the Mishkolim Sliku B'Torah, since we ended off, the third Sefer Torah was about Shkolim, so the Haftorah goes on what you read last, and therefore you have the Maftir from Shkolim and not Rosh Chodesh. In addition, the principle of Tadir, we mentioned many times, doesn't apply when you can't do both of them, and then the principle of the special Parshos takes precedence over Rosh Chodesh. Dishavu number 9 brings down v'im tov, they made a mistake and they read the Haftorah of the Parshas of Shavua and they only realized afterwards lifnei shebirchu es habrachos achronos, before they made the last brachos, that they read the wrong Haftorah. So then he brings down from Simon Tov Chav Hey Shiachzu v'yaftiras Haftorah shu tzrich l'avtir below lachzor ala brachos lifnei. So then read the right Haftorah without making new brachos in front of it and only make the brachos afterwards. But if they only realize this after they made the brachas afterwards, then you just read the right half Torah, but without brachas before or after it. Tishuv number 10 brings down, we just spoke about the other day that they used to have a special half Torah for those chasanim when they had their off-roof. So nevertheless, the Dalet Parshos take precedence over the half Torah of Sos Tosis for the off-roof. Mishnah Berurah Simchat Gemara says, the first Sefer Torah, you read the for Parsha Shavua, which is Shisha Noshim, a minimum of 6 people, but if they have a custom that they can make osafos, they're allowed to, not a problem. As long as you have a total of at least 6 from the first Sefer Torah, that is preferable. You could have 7, 8, or 9, but as Dirshu footnote number 11 and number 12 tell us, you're not allowed to call up a Kohen to that first Sefer Torah. because it's not the Hashlama. That's what Dishufut number 11 tells us. And Dishufut number 12 tells us that even if you make multiple Hosafas in the first Sefer Torah, so that the Rosh Chodesh from the second Sefer Torah is not in the seven obligatory aliyahs, not a problem. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hey tells us, and then second Sefer Torah you read from Rosh Chodesh, when you're reading, taking out the three, because it's Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Shkolim, U'maschilim Yom HaShabbos, and you start reading from Parshas Pinchas Yom HaShabbos, that's what the Levush says, U'menichin Sefer Torah Ashlishis, and then you subsequently put the third Sefer Torah down next to that, Etzlah, V'omir Chatzi Kaddish. Between the second and the third Sefer Torah, that's when you say the Chatzi Kaddish, and you put the second and third Sefer Torah up there. You don't have to put the other Sefer Torah up there for reasons that we'll mention in a moment. V'im Achash Shugomer Parshas HaShabbos, Tov Elokacha Sefer Torah, Shemugulelis HaParshas Shkolim. If by accident you took what should have been the third Sefer Torah, but you took it as the second Sefer Torah, so you sign with Parshas Shkolim. So then go and read Parshas Shkolim right then and there. So the third Sefer Torah read Rosh Chodesh, and the Haftorah then would be for Rosh Chodesh, Hashemayim Kisi, Me'achah Shebekriyas HaTorah, Nistayim, Me'inishol Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, because the last Sefer Torah is what the Haftorah goes on, and this was about Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, so read Hashemayim Kisi. Same thing would happen if it was Shabbos Parshas Chodesh and you read the wrong Aliyos. So Kishachor Rosh Chodesh Nisan B'Shabbos Vikdim Likros B'Parshas Chodesh. The same thing would apply over there. That the Haftorah would be Hashemayim Kisi. Now that was a mouthful. We said quite a bit. Let's look at some of the Dirshu footnotes. Dirshu footnote number 13 brings down. If there is nobody that's capable of holding all these Sifrei Torah while they're not being used, so then you should put them back after you're done reading with them, rather than lying them down on a bench or having them lean on something. Dirshu footnote number 14 brings down that you don't have to make a Kaddish after the first Sefer Torah because that's not the end. You only make a Kaddish at the end to separate what's obligatory from what is more voluntary or less obligatory. So between the second and third, when you finished off your obligatory aliyahs, so then the Chatzi Kaddish is said. And not after the first one. If you mistakenly said it at the first one, then you have to say it after the second one as well. The first Sefer Torah doesn't have to be put up there when you have all three Sefer Torah. You just say the Kaddish on the second and third. And two reasons are brought down. The first one is from the Chemed Moshe. Shemiyanichu Sham, if you put it there, near Sham v'mikrobo, it looks like you're going to read from it again. And when you don't read from it again, it's a bizoyon. Or alternatively, the Levush says, Mishum Shekvar Korobo. Everybody knows that you read from that one, V'yadua Shakadish Olegamalob. Everybody knows that's the Sefer Torah. The Kaddish goes on that as well. The issue number 15 talks about if you only have two Sefer Torah. So then in that situation, the Ramah in Simon Tov Reish Samach Tes taught us that the third reading will be from the first Sefer Torah. And that's assuming, however, that they were Golil already. But if they weren't Golil, then read it from the second Sefer Torah that's already out there. The issue number 16 points out the din that I said before, that if they by accident said the Kaddish after the first Sefer Torah, so then they have to make a second Kaddish, Chatzi Kaddish after the second Sefer Torah, in order to be Mavdil, to show the distinction between the obligatory Aliyos and extra Aliyos. Moshe finds that solid. Nigus Moshe points this out. On a regular Shabbos, if they said the seven aliyahs and then said Chatzi Kaddish, but they didn't finish the Parsha, so then when they do finish the Parsha, so then they have to go say another Chatzi Kaddish. Siv Beis. The Mechai writes, B'Shabbos, Shniyo, Motzim Shesvarim. On the second Shabbos in this cycle, you take out two Sefer Torah, B'Echad Kori Parsha Seshavua. One is the Parsha Seshavua, when the Mishnah Berurah says, Siv Katan Vav, and then you bring the second Sefer Torah up there, Manichah Sefer Torah, Shniyo, Etzlo, V'Yomer Chatzi Kaddish, and say Chatzi Kaddish on that. And then back to the Mechaber, U'B'Sheni Kori Zocher, you read Parsha Zocher from the second Sefer Torah, which is Esa Shero Sol Lucho Amolek, but there it would say Sel Mitzrayim, and the Haftorah, U'Mavtir, U'Pakadati Esa Shero Sol Amolek. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Zion tells us, Ad lo tishkoch, you read it all to there. And Sivkot and Ches, Mishnah Berurah says, Kenu b'Rambam, ulavush, yisot, v'yom ha'shvu, yisot from yom ha'shvu, kar ma'ashem, pakadi yisashar ha'sov ha'gomer, and Dirshu Vod number 18 says, because that's the start of the Inyan. Siv Gimel, the Mechaber writes, B'Shabbos Shlishis, the third Shabbos, Shu Tesvo B'Adar, according to this pattern where Rosh Chodesh Adar was on a Shabbos, so then the 15th day is going to be a Shabbos as well. Shu Tesvo B'Adar, Mafsikin, there's nothing special said that week because you're not going to yet read Parshas Parah because it's not too far away still from Pesach. B'Shabbos Revi'is, the fourth Shabbos in the cycle, which is Chav Beis L'Adar, Mosin Shnei Svarim, Te'at Tzut Tevei Torah for Parshas Parah. B'Echad Kori Parshas Shavua, the regular Parshas Shavua, Mishnah Berurah says again, Sivkot and Tes, Manichin Sefer Torah Shnei Atzlef, you're done with the reading, you put the second Sefer Torah next to it, the Omer Chatzi Kaddish on both of them, and then back to the Mechaber, Ubesheni Kori Parshas Parah, the second one you read Parshas Parah, Umaftiv Zarachti Elchei Mayim Tahorim, and the Ramah says, Ayin Le'el and Simon Kuf Lam and Zayin Sif Hei, where those dinim were discussed. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud tells us Parshas Parah is for Parshas Chukas, Itchilas HaSeder, from the very beginning of the Parsha, Ad Tidmo Ador, which is a little bit after Sheni. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Aleph tells us to look where the Ramah said, and it says, Shamavor, Im Tov, Elo Gamar, Kol Parsha, what the dinim are if you didn't read the entire Parshas Parah. Sif Dalet, B'Shabbos Chamishi, the fifth Shabbos, Shu Chav Tes Adar, which is 29th day Adar, Matzim Shei Svarim, the same exact process, V'Yachal Kori Parsha Shavua, which is the regular Parsha of that week, U'B'Sheni HaChodesh Hazeh Luchem, second one you read the Maftir of HaChodesh Hazeh Luchem, Parsha's Chodesh from Bo, U'Maftir, and the Haftar is Barishon B'Yachod LaChodesh. And Mishbura Sivkon Yubais tells us the same thing again. In between the two Sefarim, you bring up the second one, Manichel Sefer Torah Shnia, Etzlav, Yom Chatzi Kaddish, at that point in time as well. This is a good break point over here. Sifhei is very short, but it's not going to be within the 20-minute time span that we have, so we'll stop the share for today. Mitzvah Shem will continue with this tomorrow.